Hey, you guys. This podcast is for the adults and the kids. For the adults, if you want to get your kids' gifts moving, if you see that they have, I'm going to go through all five different ministries, different leadership ministries in the church. Okay? If you see that your child has a calling to pastor, then what you want to do is start putting your child in leadership roles, okay? Like, if you see that, and it may seem a little stupid, or it may seem a little odd, but you want to put your child in areas like student government. That way they learn how to run or manage an organization. Okay, or they learn the framework of how to manage an organization, because when they get in ministry, they're going to have to delegate. They're going to have to delegate responsibility. So you're grooming them in that. And you also want to put them in opportunities where they get to kind of give direction. And when I say that, this is what I mean. Like, for instance, if you're in church, you can allow your child to be a greeter, an usher. Ushers usually give people instruction as to what they need to do, who they need to talk to, or whatever about different ministries. And I suggest greeting, because when you're a greeter, you have to walk in love. Or you're supposed to walk in love. We know some of them don't. But you're supposed to. And that will teach your child how to walk in love. Okay? The key to being a pastor is caring for people. Alright? It's loving people. So if you put your child in that role, they'll learn to love on people. Also, if your church has like a ministry where they go out and they tend to the sick and the shut-in, send your child. So they'll learn how to tend to the sick and the shut-in. You know, if you got loved ones that are sick and can't get out, let your child go and you know, take your child with you as you're tending to them. Let your child pray for them. Let your child encourage them. Let your child even start to rear your child where you're doing devotionals regularly, where you're putting the word in them regularly about healing, about deliverance, about different things to prepare them for pastorship. Now, if you have a child and you see they have an apostolic call, meaning they're always, it seems like they don't ever stay still. They're always going, like somebody's always requesting them to come somewhere. If you see that, then you start going. Start going. Start taking those opportunities. Because when they get in ministry, God's going to call them to go. And they're going to be sent to do certain things. They're going to be sent to build up churches. They're going to be sent to help the churches in areas that are lacking. So even in your church, if you see there's an area where they're lacking, start. If your child has an apostolic call, start training them in that area where your church is lacking. If it's teaching, start teaching them how to teach. Or put them around teachers where they can help and they can learn. All right? Or, you know, if you see that they encourage other people's gifts, then you put them around people that need encouragement, that where they can see the gifting and stir up that gifting, because that's what apostles do. They stir up. And come on. You know, I see you have this gift in you. You need to move in it. And you know, they can lay hands and pray for that person, that gift stir up in them. And of course, you as a parent, you be right there. You be right there and you be praying with them. You don't leave them alone because they're kids. and you be covering them in the blood, because you be very discerning about who you're allowing your child to minister to. Be very discerning about this spirit. As God, should my child pray for this one or not? You know, does this person really want you or not? Even if it's a kid, it doesn't matter. And the reason why I tell you that is because spirits transfer. I'm gonna be real with you. Spirits transfer, and you don't. And I'm not trying to scare you. This doesn't mean that you don't allow your child to pray. You just be right there, covering them in the blood, and watching God move. That's all. If your child has an evangelistic call, you may see that they always are going, doing, and they have a passion for souls. Even though they may not even know what a soul is, they have a passion to see people that are hurting, you know, or see people that are lost be found. Okay, if you see that, then you start preparing them for evangelism. You start teaching them the word and teaching them about salvation so that they can carry that message and bring it to those that are lost. All right? Some ways you can do that is having them prepare blessing bags and sending them out to those that are lost, those that are hungry, those that are hurting. You know, whichever way you want to do it. It could be food, it could be medical stuff, it could be toiletries. Whichever way you want to do it. And do it on a daily basis. For those that have the gift of prophecy, you can have them do prophetic painting. Or you can have them sometimes, you might want to have fellowships over your house, and if God gives them a word, let them share it. If God gives them a dream, let them share it. And take them to, you know, prophetic conferences and be around prophetic people. We're supposed to be talking about activities, though. Okay, so another activity you can do is you can get, you can have a little, you got a little conference of your own where you can bring somebody in that is prophetic to talk about, you know, the gifts of the prophet. And you can have activities where the kids actually prophesy. You can take groups of them and put them in groups of 3 to 4, and each, you know, one child sit in the middle, and the other children are around them, and they're praying, and they're asking God to give words, you know, give them a message for that particular person. And then they move on to the next person. These are things you can do. If your child has the calling to be a teacher, you let them teach. You let them plan out lessons. Even if it's just you at home, y'all do devotionals, you let them plan out the devotional. Or let them get a group of friends and they start a Bible study. These are things that you guys can do. To get your kids moving in whatever their gift is. You don't have to wait until they get older. And you pray and ask God to give you more activities. These are just a few. Oh, that's another thing. If your child has a gifting to pray and to intercede, then you let them start their own prayer chain where they have a prayer list, or they do, you know, prayer by text or prayer by video, whatever, Facebook prayer, whatever. Get them moving. Don't let them sit. hone their giftings in the direction they need to go. If they like to sing, you put them in stuff that has to do with singing. Anything you can get your hands on. You know, but pray and ask God first what you should, where you should send them. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. God bless. Bye-bye.